Congress in American history. The Democratic lawmaker announced back in early 2014 that he would not be seeking a 30th full term. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on this Friday.
The 8th of February
2019. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassionate, caring, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is all about.
Absolutely. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. Hey, here's the forecast. Overnight isolated showers, mostly cloudy with our lows of 35 tonight. That looks like tomorrow we'll have 90% chance of showers with our highs of around 47 and our lows of 30. Pull in your ferns. I did that a little too late, but, you know, I think it's got a little shock, but that my little fern's going to come back. Sunday, chance of snow. Showers, then of rain, and chance of snow again with our highs of 46 and our lows, this is Sunday night, 31. Monday, chance of rain and snow with our highs of 47 and our lows of 36. That's a weekend forecast here on KCNR 1460 brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And we go to our Friday morning segment with Amy from Haven Humane with our pet of the week. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit today.
Well, that's right. You've been on TV. You've got a cutie on your hands and all the good stuff. So
Yeah. Tell
us what's going on. And you have JoJo.
I have JoJo. JoJo is super cute. So I'm not quite 100% on JoJo's breed, but we have him listed as a terrier mix, and I would say he was probably more likely a collie of some sort.
Yeah, it's got the long hair.
He kind of looks like a Shetland, like a little Shetland sheepdog, like the small collies.
Okay.
He only weighs about 20 pounds.
Right.
He is rated for kids 5 and up, so he actually does well with younger children.
Right.
A lot of energy, but he's very well behaved. He walks great on a leash. He sits right by your feet when you're not playing.
Uh-huh.
Like he takes his social cues very, you know, very well. So
yeah.
He, like right now, he's just laying down, checking it out.
He's got black hair with brown tips,
yeah,
like a collie
yeah,
would.
Like the tips,
little
like
mini collie.
Little eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
With the mix in there.
Yeah. So
and
who really knows?
And if you are looking for a pet, perfect time to be thinking about that now, because we're through with the holidays and weather will start to change and it's time to get out and about. And I think a pet gives you the inspiration to go out and about where maybe you wouldn't in the past. And a pet will give you energy that is beyond yourself.
Yes, exactly. And another thing, too, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and if you're tired of being hashtag forever single, you know, get a dog.
Hashtag for being very single. Is that
forever single.
Hashtag forever single.
They're just better. They're just going to be a better companion for you, you know?
You
can't be lonely when you have a dog.
That's true. Did you know that, people go hashtag and all this? And
mm-hmm.
In Croatia, when I was working there, when you do the at, they don't say at. They say monkey paw.
Really?
They go, yeah, Carl Bot, monkey paw, fipnet.com.
Are you BSing us right now?
No, that's what
they say. Yeah, you say pulling your chain, I say BSing.
No.
I'm like, I don't.
Go monkey paw.
Monkey paw.
Because it reminded me of that when you go, hashtag.
Yeah.
Always by myself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Hashtag forever single.
Forever single.
Yeah,
well,
so,
you know what? This is a cute dog. And, you know, and you've brought so many cute animals through
it's
here.
It's almost like it's my job.
Rabbit. Yeah. You know what? I kind of just thought you were a strange girl off the street that would bring in a fresh dog every week.
Oh.
You know what? This is, but that's true. It's very much true that an animal makes such a big difference in your life. That little bundle of love we have in our house, you know, she just has changed our lives.
Yeah, and it's really hard to imagine after you've had animals for so long, what we would do without them, you know? And he's definitely a really good companion dog. He wants to be, you know, by you, and he's still energetic, so maybe not like an in-house all-the-time lap dog, but definitely he is very affectionate and likes people, and he really oddly likes to play fetch a lot. Like, he likes balls and he likes toys, so he actually is very energetic and loves fetch. For a little dog, it's kind of silly how much he really likes to chase a ball. So, and he will bring it back to you.
How did your Super Bowl doggy thon go?
It went well. Yeah, it went really good. We are really full right now, still, unfortunately. You know, you adopt out so many, and so many come in astray. Okay. So it is hard to catch up sometimes. But definitely have a lot of really cute faces right now. We have a big variety of animals, and we have a pig if anyone's interested trying to get her out of there.
All right.
She's a big one.
Okay. Amy from Haven Humane, we love partnering with you. We always believe and always have believed that it's very important to have animal control.
Yes.
And the way that you run the way that the Haven Humane organization is run, you know, we promote you and think that what you're doing is good stuff. So we love having you come on with your Pet of the Week on Friday. Give them a call at
241-1653 is adoptions. Also, we're still doing our $20 off spay and neuter for cats. If you have unaltered cats anywhere from 4 months up, please beat the heat and get them altered before they become millions of cats within a few years. So
thank you so much. Yeah. All right. Amy. Carl, let's talk
Come back anytime, like next Friday.
Right.
About 7:05.
About 7:05. That, you know what? I think we'll squeeze you in.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, good luck, JoJo.
So last night, I was the first local show to have simulcast with our FM signal. Carl, tell everybody that's listening now and online and in their car what transpired in the last 2 days. With you having to go up on South Fork and hook up this dish.
Well, I kind of, you know, mentioned it yesterday, but I think maybe not.
Well, what,
because my days have just started blurring.
You had more yesterday all day.
We, of course, we were working with Valley Industrial, which are great guys, and Shasta.com and Shasta Beam, Andy Main, and his guys, which are great guys. And the, we were up there all day Wednesday. It just happened, you know, that was kind of the break in the weather. And that was the day we had planned. Hanging the, we had to, of course, put the antenna up on the tower. And it's got to be at a certain, you can't just take an antenna and put it on the tower. It's got to be between this many feet and this many feet. And so now you've got to, you know, place it exactly on the tower. And then you have to take a compass heading. Which way it's supposed to be pointing, you know, so that, you know, it does, the you know, that the lobe's pointing in the, you know, in that direction you want, even though it's omnidirectional, but still you want to have it pointed in the right direction. And then you run 160 feet of helix cable, lightning arresters, different forms of connectors, different forms of cabling into your transmitter, and you've got something that they look like slim propane tanks that are standing up that are tuned by the company that makes them to 96.5. Then you have to attach everything to some barracks boxes so we can push the signal, and then you have to figure out I can put this much transmission power out of this transmitter to make up for all the 160 feet of cabling and all these other things. I mean, so it's not something that you do just by, okay, yeah, I'll just think I'll put it here and then I'll just turn it on here. It doesn't work like that. And so, we got all that hooked up Wednesday, and we had to go up yesterday and tune the barracks and the transmitter and get all that going. So you try to call back to the east because you have a question. They're in the middle of their third week of ice storms. Their infrastructure is just breaking down, and their people will stay there till noon, and some days, and then they leave because and this is Minnesota, and everything's it's just like that. So we get it. Bob Belongi, God bless him, he's going through it. Boom, we're online, and we're broadcasting.
Okay,
now,
so
we're
let's
still
talk,
not at full power.
Right.
We're still checking, we're still doing all of our checks online. We know that some parts of the show are louder than others, and we're adjusting that. We know that, we have to adjust the filters and also the deviation. So we're doing all of that.
Isn't it?
But right now, we're on the air. And we've put in for the already put into the FCC, and they've already answered us, so we're okay. So over the next couple weeks, we're going to keep doing this.
And Bob's going to come on. Bob and Brenda Belongi, who have been such a vital part of our community, will be on this morning at 8:00. We're looking forward to our farewell show with them. They're moving to Oregon. And Bob's been he's been how we started our station. And Brenda and Bob have had boomer techs. We're going to be talking about that. But what's really interesting is the scientific part of what the signal goes out, obviously, in the airwaves. So you can't have it overlapping another station. So there's a whole scientific aspect of that. Because you hear some people say,
I don't know, we may just go Gorilla Radio and I'll just push a 1,000-watt transmitter out there and own the valley. And we just won't give our call sign, but we just pretend it's not us. Until they
Gorilla.
Say, that sounds like Carl and Linda. This is, not telling you who we are, but this is welcome to the show, and we're not going to tell you, how we, no.
And after a long day of being up in the mountains
trying to be at the helm here,
it's just been crazy. A truth be told, it's nice to come home and be in our Sleep Number bed. We really mean this. People ask us, really? No, we really mean it. We love our Sleep Number bed, and it's nice to be able to change the setting. My sleep setting last night, well, you'll hear me say 55, but last night I went to 45. And your sleep number setting is what, Carl? What did you do last night?
My sleep number setting is 55. I dropped it from 60 to 55 because I thought...
Yes, you can.
Because I can, and that's the main thing. And after driving up to South Fork, it's 18 times in 2 days. It's, it's kind of at the point where, I'm kind of like coming down with my hand, my arm out the window, I'm going, yeah, I can do this. And you're going around corners. You can drop, like 1,000 feet straight down. Bob goes, hey, and I'm going, hey, look over there, Bob, look over there. And Bob only screamed once, and then it got my attention. So I started kind of like, going down the road, I'm in four-wheel drive and bouncing around and then, kind of
very
looking.
Very manly.
Well, you're making these hairpin corners that literally you can't see around it.
Mm.
And, twice on Wednesday, I come up on another truck coming up the hill. So now whoever's closest to a spot where you can back up, literally back up, get off the road and let them come by. You know what? If I didn't have my sleep number, then yesterday wouldn't have been half as much fun. And you can have a sleep number, too, by going down to the Target Shopping Center. They're on sale right now, and you can get a sleep number, queen-size, ultimate sleep number, a queen-size 360 smart bed, starting at only $899. But you have to head on down to the Target Shopping Center and go over to the sleep number store. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you.
Next to the vitamin shop.
We'll be right back. 7:18 in the morning, and it's 41 degrees out
KCNR
there.
KCNR 1460.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday, 7:22 in the morning here on KCNR, and this is Free Fire Radio. We're going to be giving away tickets this morning to an event here tonight, actually, and these were given to me just recently, so I want to make sure that I give them away to somebody who's able and willing to make it. It's National Geographic Live. If you heard the show a few days ago, I had Cascade on, and the show was called Untamed. I didn't know at that point that they were going to give us tickets, and they didn't that day. So I just received two tickets to give away. National Geographic Live Untamed, which is tonight at the Cascade. Show starts at 7:30. There's a guy who does this show who evidently, when they were talking about it the other day, they were saying that he felt like he grew up in poverty and he really had no voice. So somehow he started making these connections with animals, and then would talk about, you know, learn about the animals and talk about the animals, and therefore now he's international and doing these shows. So I'm sure there'll be live animals on stage. I'm sure it'll be educational, very family oriented, and of course it's National Geographic. So if you call right now, I've got these two tickets for tonight's show. So give us a call at 605-4567 and you can go to Untamed. It's called Untamed. 7:24 in the morning.
The Democrats, if the Republicans had written something so outrageous in saying, oh, this is the Democrats new green bill, the new Green Deal bill, you have to, you know, you would have said this is just, I mean, it's a travesty, it's a joke, but no, this is what the Democrats are proposing in Congress. Are you ready for this? Doing away with cattle because of the methane that they do, eventually doing away, going to a totally sustainable energy economy, doing away with, and which includes doing away with aircraft flights, so many flights, trying to find ways of getting, you know, of doing away with all fossil fuels, the size, you know, just the type of wind turbines and solar fields and this, just to begin on this is something the state of size, the state of California. But somehow in the beginning, middle of this also is that you also have, besides this, is it also means this Green Deal is that everybody has a job. And if you don't work or can't work or you don't want to work, you still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You still get everything. You still get the money. So if you and I are working 12 hours a day, busting our butts in our jobs, and Jack over there doesn't want to work, he still gets a paycheck. He still gets free medical. He still gets food that you and I are paid for, because our taxes at this point are going to be somewhere around the 65% mark of everything we make, plus value-added taxes on this, just like Europe. So the money that you work so hard for is going to go to people, not that can't work, but just don't want to work, according to the Democrat plan here. You can't believe this. You can't even make this up. It's like a parody of the Democratic Party, but, you know, done by Republicans, but it's not. If you wanted to give reasons never to vote for the Democratic Party, you just have to listen to what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her friends are attempts to radically transform the country, including rendering air travel obsolete, move the U.S. to rely completely on renewable energy with net zero emissions, and guarantee economic security even for people who are unwilling to work. It's just, I'm just simply boggled by the fact that we're looking at this. This is the same party that believes it's okay to terminate, to murder a child after birth. I just, where have we gone? Now, this is just a proposed plan by AOC, as she's known. But this kind of gives you an idea of where socialism, and she is a socialist, she says, I'm a democratic socialist, this is where they're going to. They want every building in America to be energy efficient, either being built that way or reconditioned. And the cost of this, they haven't even come up with the cost of this yet, but it's got to be in the hundreds of trillions of dollars to do these things. And, oh, did I tell you that they wanted to do this in the next 10 years?
Oh.
There. Okay.
Well, on the top five things you must need to know today, and it was going into the pairing with your abortion, Louisiana abortion law, the Supreme Court voted 5-4 to block a Louisiana abortion access law.
Yeah, Justice Roberts voted with the liberal side.
Okay, and it was written, Brett Kavanaugh wrote the dissent.
You know, here's the thing is, they put a halt on the order until it can be seen back again at a lower court. But still, Roberts voted, and here's the guy who said, I'm pro-life. Well, Roberts is now the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and twice he's voted. And, well, maybe, you know, at least the one time he's really voted was when he said, oh, yeah, the Obamacare, yeah, that's not a tax. So, or he said it was a tax. Whatever he said. But it was totally leaning into the left on that one and made that decision. And now he's going this way. And, again, you have to ask yourself, which way is Roberts voting? On the other hand, sometimes he votes on the other side. So I guess maybe he's going to take over that spot where Kennedy used to be, at least until Ruth Bader Ginsburg resigns or retires. And she will. I mean, I assume she will. I mean, she's very, very frail.
Well, you know what? She's a toughie, man.
Has anybody seen her?
I don't care if she's in a chair. She's Stan.
Well, you know what?
I mean, till
the
end.
I think she dislikes Trump so bad that she's going to have to be dead for a week before this
move her. I
don't
know if it's that or what drives her is just the passion. You know, she's lost her husband. She's been doing this for years. She's a very passionate woman, and I think she'll be... I don't see her going out except for just to the end.
She's going to be dropping in
place.
You know,
and we'll all admire her for that.
Hey, that's my retirement plan.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's my retirement plan. I'm going to drop in place at whatever
job I'm at. We may take little 3-day excursions, but there's no, like, let's go sail off into the sunset in this future of ours. We are streaming now. Thank you. You know, we love our listeners. We love so much our people who have been so loyal to us. Understand the climb. Understand when you're trying to grow or understand when you're trying to create something, that there's little things along the way. You know, glitches, we're going to have those for a little bit. And we're just happy that you understand because it's, you know, around the corner is just the success part of it. And you've been part of that. And we can relish in the fact that we created something here all together as a team. It's not just us.
No. You know, our listeners,
our advertisers, and our loyal fans,
our staff to get to this spot here. Anyway, hey, it's 7:30 in the morning. It's 41 degrees. Weather report brought to you by, of course, Shasta Gas Propane. And I want to talk about Compass Shining Care. They're having their big event tomorrow night at the Reading Senior Hall. You can still get tickets at $35 or sponsor a table for eight for $350. It preserves the quality of life, independent safety, and dignity of older adults who need emotional, cognitive, or aging care support. For more information, call 232-5543 or go online to shiningcare.org. Linda and I will be back right after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Don't miss the 70th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo today at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. This annual expo is sponsored by Crook Logging, NorCal Kenworth, Tri-Counties Bank, Mountain F Enterprises, and Wind River Resort and Casino, and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, historical displays, log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, demonstrations, and the strongest logger competition. We're investing in our future one youth at a time, teaching our children about the responsible forest management and the practices of a successful industry. And it's all free to the public. The 2019 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson today is sponsored in part by Steve Wills Trucking and Logging, Jefferson Resources, U.S. Bank, WM Beatty & Associates, and Wheel Abrader Shasta Energy.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, where did we go?
Good morning, and if you're just tuning in, this is KCNR, Free Fire Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott on this Friday, the 8th of February, 7:35 in the morning, currently 41 degrees.
We're on 1460, and we are testing our 96.5 FM. So if you're on 1460, you go, whoa. Now we're not at full power, and we're still doing our adjusting. We're still on to do deviations on the on our carriers and we're, you know, on the carrier waves and all these things. But we are on the air on 96.5, and so bravo, Linda. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. In the North State for over 25 years, a veteran-owned business, voted best in the North State. Any type of heating or cooling systems, they do the work on our heating and cooling systems in our house, and we just really enjoy working with
them. We've got to get them on the show.
Mm-hmm. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org.
Well, I still have two tickets waiting for a call here because I want to make sure that these are given away this morning. National Geographic is in town at the Cascade tonight with a show called Untamed. You know, it's wonderful to go to the Cascade Theater and see these wonderful shows. There'll be wildlife. There'll be a guy who travels internationally. And again, anything by National Geographic. You know, it's usually wonderful, informative, educational. It'd be great. Take a neighbor. Take somebody who maybe doesn't get out much. They would enjoy a show like this, I am sure.
Like me.
Well, like sometimes people don't, if they think it's a music thing, they're worried that it's going to be too loud. This is not going to be something like that. This is going to be a very interesting, informative, colorful, entertaining show. It's going to teach you something about these animals.
Well, you know, also to his audience participation, when he takes this live Madagascar giant roach and throws it into the crowd, and you get to find the roach. It's 6.3 inches long. It is the largest roach, and by the way, it can bite. So. All right. Now, have you heard about the...
Yeah, we're taking your calls now. 605-4567 for the thrill of your life.
Lock Carl up. Okay. Hey, remember the story about this guy that's been arrested 89 times? You know, all these things that he's just a thorn in the police side, the DA's side. So he gets, they have him supposed to be in court Monday. Failure to appear again. And Adam Kennedy, the judge, I think that's his name, Judge Daryl Kennedy, he dismisses all the charges. $73,000 in fines, all the charges, dismisses them. To say that Police Chief Roger Moore was a little bit upset would be kind of like a misnomer. It would be kind of like an understatement because, and the DA, and Kennedy gave no reason why he didn't. So what happens is that the police are somewhat livid. The DA's office is somewhat livid because this is one of these chronic offender guys. Well, it didn't take long before they caught him again, doing his same old thing, drunk in public, can't take care of himself, urinating, public exposure, all these different things. And he's back in court. And this time, Linda, what happened?
Another judge heard the case.
He gets sentenced to, he gets put in jail with a $130,000 bail.
But wasn't there another judge that
heard it? It was a different judge. Puts him, he says, no, we're going to hold you. And so this is perfect. It puts him in the chronic offender, you know, group that we have nine beds for. And so, this gentleman has earned his way to the top. He's at the apex of the let's keep him in jail list. He's number one. So, but now he's in the jail, so we have to get another number one. But this is just amusing. If it wasn't for the fact of why did Judge Darrell Kennedy dismiss all the charges? He gave no explanation. Why did he do that? And the public defender goes, well, maybe he thought we're never going to get the money, and it's all this big burden on this poor guy. I mean, burden on this poor guy? How about a burden on society? So, anyway, he's in jail under the habitual offender.
And his bail is $130,000.
Yeah, so he would have to come up with
10%.
Or $13,000.
Right.
Okay, ShopCo. We've been to ShopCo. It's closing.
Real? Well, it doesn't.
It
does not surprise me.
Well, it's the ShopCo company, though.
Oh, well.
It's the ShopCo company that went into bankruptcy and closed a bunch of stores, but they tried to keep this one open, but they couldn't get the sale, so they just ended up shutting down.
When I've been in
another
there,
150 stores.
There's maybe five people in the store.
This is the one up on.
On Lake.
Yeah, on Lake.
I've been in there before. I bought a few things in there, and I just. I guess that's one place you go when you just don't want to have a crowd. That's what I always said. Well, let me go to Costco. I can probably get in and out in 10 minutes.
At its height, it hired 270 people full or part-time, so that's bad.
Sorry to hear that.
You know, every so often, you hear things that... And this is kind of like a local show, too, except for my last point.
This is kind of like a local show?
Well, I mean, local. Everything we're talking about is local right now. This so far has been my favorite here. Not the guy that got arrested 130 times or all that.
That's not my favorite
at all. That isn't because Ick. Of, why wasn't he in, anyway? A yard aide in Anderson, middle school. And what these are is people that come out and they volunteer to
be out there.
They're volunteers. They're volunteers.
They're like a guard.
To help. To make sure that, they're outside. The kids are outside. They're just watching.
Right.
Make sure there's nothing strange going on from the outside world. He made the ultimate mistake. He wore a Make America Great Again baseball cap. Oh. And two 13-year-old boys were offended. They were offended by this. It scared them, and they told their mother. Where's her mother's name? Ms. Jennifer Zappian said she had to call. She says my children were just so upset about this. My 13-year-old boys, were upset. We gave the tickets away.
Okay, anyway, go on about this.
They were so upset, and so she demanded this man take off that hat and that these children be apologized to. Well.
Can you imagine that?
I guess, ma'am.
Would you just say?
If I was the superintendent of the school, I think my comment would be this.
I can tell you what mine would be.
13-year-old boys, these guys were just eating worms last year.
Right.
So they're upset, and you want the school to apologize to you? No, I'm not going to apologize to you, because you know what? There's nothing in the dress code that says this man can't wear that hat. You know, I will tell him, hey, that it's potentially offensive to some people, but guess what? It falls within all of our dress codes. So no, I'm not going to apologize to you. And if you don't, and if you wish to take your kids out of school, okay. We'll make sure that we do it as quickly and as possible if you want these kids out of school. That's what my answer would have been. However, that's not what the school's going to do.
Well, this would have been...
Superintendent's going to call and apologize that
ridiculous.
That it hurts your children's...
No,
it
it's
hurts
ridiculous.
Your children's feelings. No,
then it's starting to say you're wearing pink lipstick. Your pink lipstick upsets me.
Well, and then the woman says, she said, I don't care if it was the hat or if it's shoes, but if it's upsetting my children, well, you know what?
And that's the namby-pamby.
At some point, lady.
That's namby-pamby, in
my
opinion.
No, it upsets you.
If my children came to me and said that, I would say, this is where your parental, okay, I'm saying that when I've never really been a parent. But in my opinion.
Then you've been a human, though.
This is when you teach your children tolerance. You don't make a call and start to whine, which is what's happening all over our country now. You tell your kids, it's his right if he wants to wear that hat. This is where you have tolerance. You may feel deeply against that. It would be like camo. You were in camo someplace and somebody, oh, camo represents hunting and guns. You know, you should see people when you talk about, you know, that have a CCW, they turn white. You know, anyway, so going back to that, that's where my mind is, because that's what my parents would have done. Are you kidding? I wouldn't even been able to say, I mean, it's that because my teacher wore a hat. They get over it. Just get over it, you know. Get out there and weed.
So
get over. I'll tell
so
you.
So she puts things on her social network, and she says there was 73 people responded. 27% said, "Oh yeah, you should get an apology." 73% said, "Move on.
Get over it. Move on
this, because what you've done is you've just told your kids, well, anything that offends you, mommy's going to run in there and take care of you. And not only that, but you're getting offended over something that, oh my gosh, it's just."
It's ridiculous fuel.
Make America great again. Anyway, right here in Anderson. You know what? I ought to call. I think I'm going to call the superintendent of that school system and say, you offended me when you apologized.
Yes.
You offended me when you apologized to a woman because of an aide who is volunteering their time out there to make sure these kids are safe wears a Make America Great Again hat. And she said she equated it to wearing a Confederate flag shirt.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Ma'am, you need to get over this too.
Or you
can call in here and explain it to us. You're worried about your children, but at what point do we tell our children there's going to be people with other points of view? All right? And you've got to understand in this society, in a free society, that's going to happen. And so what you do is you look at it and you go, I don't agree with that, but that's their right to wear that. It's not saying hate. There's nothing on there that says destroy or anything like this. It has no profanity. It meets all the requirements. What you're going to have to do is get on. All right.
Got to take a break here. This is Friday, the 8th of February. We're going to announce our winners for those tickets. And we have other tickets to give away for another performance at the Cascade in a few days. But we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Don't miss the 70th annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo today at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. This annual expo is sponsored by Crook Logging, NorCal Kenworth, Tri-Counties Bank, Mountain F Enterprises, and Wind River Resort and Casino, and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, historical displays, log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, demonstrations, and the strongest logger competition. We're investing in our future one youth at a time, teaching our children about the responsible forest management and the practices of a successful industry. And it's all free to the public. The 2019 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson today is sponsored in part by Five Star Bank, Muse Trucking, Trinity River Lumber Company, Croman Helicopters, Dan Aarons and Son, and Fruit Growers Supply.
Real people, real winners. Winter is here, and it's snowing cold hard cash. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Snowfall of Cash Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 8 p.m. gives you the chance to win three game pieces for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or $10,000 in cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Monday Serve a Soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and 96.5. Kind of 96.5. We're not,
kind of.
I'm not going to say that a lot till we get it turned on.
Yeah.
7:51 in the morning, 41 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Sports and Show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. They've been in the business almost as long as we have. We've been buying our guns only from them ever since they've been in business. They have super customer service. John and Sarah Bastiani have made a big success out of this business. And it is because of customer service. It's because they have the firearms that people want and the classes that they need. And they, like I said, but it all goes back down to customer service. Just outstanding customer service. You're not going to find better customer service anywhere. Bastiani Arms on 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday. And veterans, you get a discount. Okay.
I have to say congratulations to Melissa Magana. Melissa Magana, you won the two tickets to the National Geographic Live Untamed. Those will be here at the studio. Come by and pick them up this morning if you can, 1326 Market Street, or, you know, by noon, and we'll have them in the file here for you. That's 1326 Market Street, Melissa Magana. Have a great time. And you know what I would really appreciate is, after you see the show, drop me a line, Linda at KCNR1460. I'd love to hear what your experience was with the Cascade and this show. I just like feedback on people who've seen concerts, you know, and that kind of thing. Well, what else do you have up your sleeve?
All right. Okay. You know what? And I just said during the break that I was going to have everybody in the employee wear Make America Great Again hats. And then our engineer said, fine, I'll wear that hat along with a dress and a wig.
No, he said, I'll dress as a girl.
I picture him as Klinger from MASH. You know, he's walking around. He's just all male. He's like, you know, he's like 6'2", and he's got a beard. You know, I'm not shaving a beard. You want me to wear that? We have diverse viewpoints in our station, and I love it.
Yeah,
I just love
absolutely.
It. Anyway, okay.
Isn't that nice, though? Because that's, you know, we have a variety of shows, and I said that last night because I had a guy that was on the air with me last night that is a musician I've known for years, and he told me clearly he's an atheist, and I know that really bothered me, but I love his music, and I still love him. And so last night, True Life Church or some other thing, the Flock line was on, right, as a commercial break. And I said on the air, because I know that he was going to be streaming this for his huge fan base, he's Emmy nominated. He does all the Penn and Teller music. He's really renowned. I mean, he's got a new CD out. And so I said, I just want to share with everybody listening that we love the fact that we're community radio. And what makes up a community are all is diversity. All kinds of minds. We have, you know, gun-toting and un-gun-toting. We have atheists, and we have Catholics and Jews and Christians and all kinds of frames of mind that listen to our show, and I'm happy about that because we like to break bread with everybody because that's what makes us, this is what makes us people, a whole community.
You know what? You know, in my answer to, you know, this one lady, she comes, Carl, why do you need so many guns? As I pick her up and hug her and say, I just love you. And I walk away. And that's my answer. I don't have to explain myself to you.
Right.
Okay. But Illinois does. Oh, Illinois has introduced a new bill.
Oh, no.
That wants to give police access to your social media before you can buy a firearm. Now, think about this.
Okay.
They want access to your Twitter accounts, your Facebook, your Insta posts, whatever all those things are, everything. So they can look at it to see if you've posted or what sites you go to before they'll give you permission to buy a firearm.
Is this because some of our mass shooters have posted things that have been, like, really crazy?
That is exactly why. However, what they're saying is, they want access to everybody's.
Mm.
And then here's the question. Even the ACLU says, well, what are you going to do with that data? Are you going to keep it? Are you going to? But see, that means is that they can come in and they can look. And then once they have access to that, they can see at the sites you visit, all these kind of things they're talking about. And they said, well, it's just a tool. So because some of them, just like you said, put out these hate things and all that. And it wasn't until later they saw it. But how many people? But what about, why should I give access to all of my social media to the police when they could have it anyway if they just look up my name? I mean, I don't have any hidden, but see, I guess they're thinking is that, oh, well, if you have, you know, like two or three accounts and it's under a different name and all that. But I guess, you know, I'm not that adept or adroit at doing things like that. I just have it under, you know, Carl Bott. And you can find me on Facebook. And you can see the things I put on Facebook. So, but I think, frankly, this is a huge imposition on your liberty as a citizen. Just like taking DNA analysis, taking DNA swaps.
Why is that?
Oh, if you've been arrested for a felony, they can do that, whether you've gone to court or not. And other people are saying, well, I think everybody should, you know, what's the problem with giving a DNA sample?
Swap.
Well, because it... Because, one, you don't know where all that information is going to. And these people that give DNA swabs to, you know, do their background checks,
right,
like Elizabeth Warren, who, again, stepped into a cow pie.
To me, I think that's next.
Anyway,
old stuff.
But see, it's not old stuff, because here's the thing with the DNA samples is, what do they do with them after they give you your results? Are they destroyed?
But let's talk about, on the other hand, like with the Paradise Fire. family had to come forward and give their DNA to find out if their loved one.
No, that's different. That's a
voluntary.
It's voluntary. When it becomes involuntary, in the military, it's involuntary.
I think we're heading towards.
But it's the military.
I think that we're going to be heading towards in the distant future, where we're all of that. When we come into this world, if we're going to be identified by DNA, fingerprints, all of that stuff will be in a file, and it'll be in the government will know
my
about
DNA's
it.
My DNA's in file. My DNA's on file.
Well, because you were in the military.
That's right. And there's a good reason for it. Because it can, sometimes it's just parts out there. And they can identify parts. But that's, that's in the military. It should not be an involuntary order for the government to take your DNA samples. Because they can use them. They can use them against you. They can use it to say you have a propensity, for sickle cell anemia. So we're going to make your insurance a lot higher.
Mm.
Not that it makes any difference to AOC, because everybody that wants insurance has insurance. And if you don't want to work, but you still get paid. We're going to take a break, and we're going to have Bad Bob Belongi and Brenda Belongi joining us in our farewell interview to Bad Bob.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In a politically charged congressional hearing, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker defends his oversight of the Russia probe.
In a contentious hearing before the House Judiciary Committee, Whitaker testifying,
"At no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the special counsel's investigation or any other investigation."
Whitaker refusing to give specifics under intense questioning from Chairman Gerald Nadler, turning combative.
"Mr. Chairman, I see that your 5 minutes is up, and so..."
Nadler saying he planned to recall Whitaker for a closed-door deposition on any questions not answered.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Molly Hines. Committee's taken a break now. Testimony expected to resume shortly. Louisiana's new abortion clinic law has been put on hold by the Supreme Court. The court, in a 5-4 decision, blocking enforcement of that law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Two Democrats, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, have teamed up on something they're calling the Green New Deal, aimed at combating climate change. Plan does have its detractors, and it hasn't taken them long to sound off.
Heritage Foundation analyst Nick Loris says that the manifesto has major flaws.
In calling for 100% of America's electricity to come from renewable sources within about a period of a decade.
GOP lawmakers are denouncing the plan as a radical proposal that would drive the economy off a cliff. George Bonzani reporting.
He was the longest-serving member of Congress in American history. Former Michigan Democratic Congressman John Dingell has died. He was 92 years old. Sell-off continues this hour on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down about 250 points. The S&P off 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word MAN to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MAN
to 797979. Text MAN to 797979.
The International Paralympic Committee has voted to reinstate Russia after a suspension of more than 2 years for widespread doping.
Russia's return to Paralympic sport has been granted despite the country's refusal to accept the findings of the McLaren report, which contained allegations of a widespread state-sponsored doping program. But continuing the suspension was deemed to be disproportionate because the other 69 conditions for reinstatement have been met. The IPC said significant reforms have been made, which meant the participation of Russia no longer presented a threat to the integrity and credibility of its competitions. The president of the IPC, Andrew Parsons, acknowledged that some athletes may be unhappy with this development, but he insisted it's the best solution.
The BBC's Alex Capstick. Firefighters say 10 people have died in an early morning fire at a training facility of one of Brazil's largest soccer clubs. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An airline strike smack in the midst of a very busy holiday travel period across Asia.
Pilots from Taiwan's China Airlines went on strike today in the middle of the busy Lunar New Year travel rush, forcing the cancellation of at least 26 flights over the next coming days and stranding thousands of passengers. Hundreds of the state-owned carrier's 1,300 pilots joined the action over complaints of long work hours and long-haul routes and the refusal of management to make improvements in order to suppress costs. The airline said the flights canceled included those bound for Hong Kong, Bangkok, Los Angeles, Manila, and Tokyo. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A bankruptcy judge has given his blessing to a $5.2 billion plan by Sears chairman and biggest shareholder Eddie Lampert to keep the iconic business going. The approval means that roughly 425 stores and some 45,000 jobs will be preserved. To get on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 271 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 and 96.5. I can say 96.5, but we're still in the testing phase, so don't get too excited about it yet. In fact, Bob and Brenda were talking about driving up the hill again. Frankly, you can do that, my friend. But, what we're going to do is wait for about a week, let everything settle in while we're doing our adjustments down here. Good morning.
But are you going up on the hill?
Not today.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've driven up and down the hill to a South Fork. It's got to be at least six times now over the space of 2 days.
Well, we have isolated showers tonight. Tonight calls for 36, and tomorrow calls for a high of 47 with showers. And Saturday night, 30 is our overnight low. Sunday, something for you to be looking at because we have a chance of snow, showers, and then rain and snow. I love that. That covers everything, doesn't it? I don't see any sunshine there. But the highs of 46 and then the lows of 31. So Sunday night, they're expecting about 90% chance of rain and snow. Monday calls for a chance of rain and snow as well with our highs of 47 and our lows of 36. That's the weekend forecast. Here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Shasta Gas, propane locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are always welcome.
365-3793. We're talking winter warnings.
Yeah, especially if you're traveling eastbound, the hillsides could be a little bit treacherous. There is a winter storm warning.
They're saying it could get down to like 500 feet.
We drove to Reno and back, okay, with the snow. We were talking about what that felt like driving 50 miles an hour. We do have calls come. Thank you so much. All right. So because I'm looking at you and the studio chief.
Good
is
morning, Susan.
Wells Fargo Advisor. Let's hear what's happening
you
on
are
Wall
our
Street.
Our first call in like
great.
This on our new FM.
Oh, wonderful. It goes miles and miles and miles. Right?
Miles.
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 Okay, what's happening on Wall
Street?
Okay,
well, let's see what's happening here. The major averages are in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 260 points at 24,910. The S&P 500 is off 19 points at 2,686. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 48 points at 7,239. Active stocks this morning on the big board, Coty Inc. up $1.92, trading at $8.98. Nokia up a dime at $6.06. Skechers up $5.13, trading at $32.83. For local stocks of interest, Costco down $2.42 at $206.57. Target down a dime, trading at $71.74. And Best Buy off 7 cents at $58.79. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.64% and the 30-year bond 2.98%. For commodities, gold is up $3.80 at $1,316 per ounce, silver up 8 cents at $15.88, and crude oil up 4 cents, trading at $52 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR, and I want to wish Bob well.
Thank you very much, Susan. We've worked together loosely for many, many years now.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care now.
Y'all have a nice weekend.
Vice President of Investments at Wells Fargo there on Bahark Marina.
Yeah. If you want somebody to take a look at it, knows what she's doing, look at your stuff, give Susan Eastman a call.
Do we have a call, Jared?
Nope.
Okay. We lost them. Okay.
All right. 8:09 in the morning, it's here on KCNR 1460 and in our test phasing of 96.5. And I want to introduce two people that have had a huge impact in our life. One more so, not because the other one isn't just a dynamic, hard-charging, forceful person, but we don't see her every day. And we see Bad Bob Belongi. Good morning to Bob and Brenda Belongi, and they are here because This is their retirement.
This is their farewell.
This is their retirement show here for us. They've had a show on here with us for what? How many years? 8 years?
Boomer Tech went on the air the January following
10 years.
The launch of KCNR.
Okay, so yes. It's been the same. Okay.
And that's been 2 hours of fun information with the two. It started with one.
We went to two.
Good morning, Brenda.
Morning.
Yeah, and you guys were so much fun to listen to on the weekends. We learned so much about, you know, what tablets, and you actually went to a couple of electronic shows and would do a live, you know, broadcast from that. So informative, and the two of you get along so well. You may disagree, but there's no argument. So that was always kind to hear.
What's interesting is we started the show before tablets were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The first show we went to, they were talking, there's this gap between the 4-inch screen of your smartphone, because the iPhone was all over the place, and then your 12-inch or larger
laptop.
Computer monitor,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing in between, so we're talking about the screen gap. Well, now we have screens of every size.
My gosh. Hey, you know what? We're gonna roll into Brenda here in a few minutes, because she just retired from the National Forest Service. Is that right?
Is it U.S. Forest?
It's U.S.
U.S. Forest Service as their main weather guesser. So,
well, meteorological
expert, but I could say weather
scientist.
Guesser. You know, Brenda and
I'm good with
Brenda,
it.
Linda, and I were paid no matter if we're right or wrong. We just get to keep on talking.
Most awesome job in the world.
Isn't it great?
It's awesome.
It is. But let's talk about Bad Bob. Okay. What, you remember the very first day we came on the air, buddy?
Yes, I do.
And where was Bad Bob at that point?
Basically hands and knees trying to get things working. It was a scramble to get the station on the air. We inherited a piece of computer equipment that was put together by two individuals, and It had and still has a personality.
Yeah, and we still have it.
Is that computer still in there?
That is the original automation computer that we inherited, yes.
Okay, I thought maybe we were all new equipment.
We haven't converted to the new one yet.
Okay, all right.
It's sitting there, and we're ready to convert. We'll be converting this week.
So,
the FM was our first one.
And Bob had the swine flu. You had it, Carl. Ten years you've been sick one day.
That was it. The day before we went on the air, I was curled up in a fetal position, and then the dog is sitting in the bed, turns around and looks at me, and her mouth is foamy because she had gotten the airborne that I was drinking.
Then I had to take and her and have her stomach pumped.
Because
it was a scene. Let's open
it. It's got zinc in it, so as soon as they vet her, that bring her down, they pumped her stomach, or they gave her a shot, and she throws everything up
for
2 hours.
Didn't know if I could handle anything after that.
Yeah, and
Carl
Linda,
was sick.
Linda and Bob and gosh, Jim Bremer,
yeah.
It was down here.
It was
anyway,
amazing.
We went on the air, and this is why we still have a whiteboard in the other room, and it's still written here after 10 years, don't cut the red wire. Don't red wire.
It will always be special.
And play happy bump music for Linda. That's been there for 10 years.
It's probably
thank
soaked
you.
Into Tell that us. White surface.
Yeah, but thank you. You've been a peacekeeper. You've been captain of the helm. You've been able, really, because Carl and I can go at it, and you say, children.
Yeah,
stop us in the middle of, you know,
children,
where we want
children, we're getting ready to go back on the
yeah,
air.
And you've always maintained a sense of professionalism. And you are the emperor of geekness.
Emperor and empress of geekness. Let's take a break on that one. Let's just take a break on that one. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. You can visit them at 1845 California Street, and they are going to open up that new Hartnell Avenue branch in the spring of this year. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:14 in the morning. It's 42 degrees out there.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
As good.
gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Bob Seger on his farewell tour. Going to be at Golden State, Golden One Theater. We had friends that went to Portland to see him and said, oh, my God, they... You know, he was just outstanding.
He doesn't age, except this is his last tour, and he does look older. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has built this company into the finest windshield repair business in the North State. You can take a chip, whether it's smaller than a, well, almost, I'm going to say a mustard seed, or cracks 2.5 feet in length, and he can fix them, and he guarantees them for the life of your car there. If something else happens to that, that repair, he will fix it for free. That's Jeff Wurst because he believes in the safety of you and your family. A veteran-known business, a man of integrity and professionalism. 3208 South Market Street, just stop in or give him a call at 241-8373. And you guys and girls with RVs, he repairs those also. Hey, we're here with Bad Bob and Brenda Belongi.
On their farewell tour.
Farewell tour. It's kind of like the Bob Seger farewell tour, the Elton John farewell tour, all the farewell tours. They're making the farewell tours. Let me read something on in the chat room. Thank you, Bob, for your work at KCNR, but also as a reporter in the Reading area.
Oh, gosh.
I remember well your coverage of important stories in the earlier years. You made sure we had the information we needed. Enjoy your new home and new chapter with Brenda. That was anonymous.
Oh, well, thanks.
Wow.
I had some interesting stories that I covered, some fires, some law enforcement operations, things. I had a good working relationship.
Tell us a little bit about Bob Belongi.
Well, graduated Shasta High in 1974. Lacking anything better to do in that era in this town, I scored well on my ASVAB test, which you know what that is, your aptitude test. So every service was sending me, you know, Come join our party. And I asked around, so I picked the Navy. Because I didn't want to sit on one air base for a time. I certainly didn't want to crawl. Of course, Vietnam was still a thing, and the idea of crawling through a jungle did not appeal to me.
Hot coffee and a dry bed.
Yeah, exactly. I joined up late 74. Went down to San Diego, right next to the Marine Corps boot camp, and it was always amusing because occasionally somebody who didn't have a clue would go over the wrong fence, and the Marines would send him back after about a week. What was left of him.
Oh, you want to join, huh? Well, come on here. We've got a special place for you guys in correctional custody.
Okay.
He underwent special training, yes.
Right.
Shadow of his former self. He was a good boy after that. Deployed a couple of times. I was assigned... Well, I went to West... let me back up a little bit. Went to A school in Meridian, Mississippi, an experience which I do not recommend. Then came back to California.
What's A school?
That's where you're trained in your primary
job.
What your primary job is going to be in the service, and in my case, it was an aviation storekeeper. Originally, I'd gone in; I was going to be an electronics guy, but they said, "Nah, your color vision's not up to stuff, so we're not going to put you on a submarine wiring up Trident."
Because you don't know if you have problems with your red, blue, and green. Could be a tough time because we might be launching things we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Cut the red wire.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
The irony being that later on I passed the test with flying colors, so to speak, and I think it was a pressure thing. You know, they're running you through there,
yeah,
like,
mm-hmm,
as you know, cattle through a chute. Anyway, I ended up flying in an air, you know, being in an airplane for 18 hours until I ended up in the Philippines, still wearing my winter blues.
Wow.
January in the Philippines is not a, it's just slight, it's just not as hot and twice as humid. Well, I got squared away and they put me on a boat, to catch up with the, carrier Enterprise where I was assigned to Fighter Squadron 2 and, did two Westpacs, came back to Reading. And while I was on the ship, I got into, doing radio stuff. They had a couple of radio stations on the ship.
That's cool.
Yep. Came back and I pestered poor Johnny Logan at, K6O Radio, KSXO, the Twin Towers out there that used to be out there by Shasta College. Pestered the poor man mercilessly until he gave me a weekend job. That's how you got into the business around.
Right. I think that's probably how you still get into the business.
So I got into the business. It was a weekend job.
Squeaky.
That I paid for.
And at various times, I've worked for most of the stations at that time here in the town.
Sure.
Well, I met you when I worked over on K Shasta. Mm-hmm. And that was my first radio job ever. And you were... producing and engineering.
And at that time, I think I moved into, the first time. And then I moved into the news business and eventually became news director across town. Got out, did a lot of reporting. That was when we still got calls to go out if there was some sort of incident. I had jokes with the other reporters in town that the only time we met, there was yellow tape involved.
So we were very happy when we had this opportunity. Of course, you know, when corporate does their slashes and things like
well,
that happen.
Let's just tell it what, like it is. We all got fired.
And Carl and I were so ticked off, I would say the word was pissed off. And we took all of that anger and that ambition or whatever. So you're not going to have some corporate slice and dice us. So we came across town and we worked out with Mike Quinn and we were able to create this thing. And we would not have been doing this today, 10 years later, if it had not been for Bob Belongi.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's absolutely true, Bob.
And Brenda, always at the helm to help Bob. You know,
Brenda is a great, and we're going to get to Brenda
in a couple
of minutes.
Behind every successful man is a woman with her foot in his behind.
Yeah. Right. It's true.
You know, here's another comment. I've learned so much from both of you, and you will be missed. You have been the force behind so many questions I've had about IT stuff. We wish you well, and bravo for your choice to get out of here and up to a much cooler and beautiful part of our neighboring state. That was from Sunny.
A lot of people ask us, was it the fires? Is it the politics? Is it this? Is it that? No, about 7 or 8 years ago, we were driving along the Oregon coast, and we said we could settle down here.
That's great.
I remember you all talking about this, and you know that it's a beautiful place because you guys are water guys. You guys are water babies.
And you have your boat. You have this. What's the boat called?
The Sabo Tour.
The first one.
Oh, the Queen Bee.
The Queen Bee. And we met the Queen Bee. We got a chance to step foot on the Queen Bee. And it's been part of your life. You've been very involved with the
U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Yes.
Auxiliary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Civilian arm of the Coast Guard.
It was Bob's idea to get a boat, and I'm like,
we better know what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the idea, but had no clue.
I think the 40N goes first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a brand new adventure for you.
Absolutely. And we owe everything we know about boating to the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
You guys would go out on the weekends.
You've been the Commodore of the...
Not the Commodore. No,
Commodore?
Not going to go that
commander.
High.
No, no, she never made it.
Oh,
no.
the
food chain there.
Like
oh,
the post commander.
Post commander,
yeah,
okay.
Just the flotilla commander here twice, yes.
Oh, flotilla, that's what I meant.
Well, still is the commander.
Commodore, flotilla commander seems like
Commodore
a big,
is another level up.
It seems like a big job.
Several levels up. Okay. I don't want to go that high.
Hey, Bob, share with the audience, you know, some of the funny things that happen or some of the great things. I mean, we've gone through so much stuff here.
In the last,
I remember
the top 10.
I would like to remind you about the time the porcupine came in from Turtle Bay.
Ah, yes, I forget Spike or whatever his name was.
Spike,
he really liked you.
Well, he was very affectionate, and of course, here's this pincushion, you know, walking around under my feet, and like most things that are related to rodentia. He had a fetish for the wires.
So, oh.
Bob has got a porcupine, like a 25-pound porcupine.
I'm trying to shoo this and lady porcupine.
Under his feet, so he's trying to pull back, and Spike looks down at the wires and goes, and the lady that was there, they have a stick with a tennis, I swear to God, it's a stick with a tennis ball on the end of it. And they wave it at Spike, and you know, Spike is supposed to follow the tennis ball. Spike's looking at the red wire, and we all know what it means. If you cut the red wire, we're off the air. And Spike's looking at it. You can hear these little num, 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 num sounds.
And the lady's
about starting to poke the porcupine. And Bob is in the middle of this. Bob can't get out. So yeah, Bob's got his legs, tendon. Got his feet up. Anyway, the porcupine makes a turn. And at that time, we were the first station ever to get the sound of a porcupine eating.
Yeah.
So she was feeding him little kibbles. Nah. And you could hear him going,
So, Bob, what do you have? What are some of the top stories for you?
Oh, gee. It's, you know, actually nothing has really jumped out as particularly anecdote worthy. It's just been an honor and a pleasure to see this station evolve. A lot of shows have come and gone. But you've got some of your mainstays who, I think that Nancy and I were the last of the weekend, warriors.
Yeah.
But you've got a good, successful lineup now. You've got a loyal audience, and it's growing, and it is going to reach out further. A lot has been riding on this expansion. The new studio has been a pleasure to put up, and I know, Linda, you're very happy that now the large, noisy thing in the corner is no more.
I enjoy every day coming in and being at this table, and I'm looking forward to, you know, as we expand and we do the Vizio, whatever it is, live, you know, all that. Everything's great. You
everything
know, and
that
I love the
Bob
way
has thought of.
Absolutely. There's been incremental steps, but it's been a joy, and let's talk about the fires before we take a break, because Bob, Carl, Ashley, Jared, everybody came in here, and then you call in occasionally when you had permission to do that, which was great. And the sheriff, for 3 days, we just went, we preempted shows, stayed on till 2. And
Four, five, whatever it took.
Yeah, how many days that was in a row, because we felt like What can we do? Well, this is something we could do. So
we can't fight the fires, but we can talk about it.
Something to be of a community service so people
can... Give people a sound.
Right.
And that's the idea behind the station.
Well, you know, and that's what this is why Bob is such an integral part here. This FM, when we had the opportunity for it, I sit down with Bob, and Bob came up with the plan on, okay, yeah, we can do this, and it's going to cost money, which... Bob's usual comment is, yeah, we can do that, but it's going to cost, I understand it's going to cost, and I realize he's worrying about us, but you put together the plan on how we're going to build the studio, wrote it down, and so I had something I could look at as things are happening, and I go, this isn't happening. Well, it was happening, I just didn't realize it was happening, because it was behind-the-scenes stuff. But then yesterday and the day before, we were up on the mountain. And you were there the whole day. Bob was there the whole day standing up and trying to program the stuff while we're watching him pulling 160 feet of helix cable in and then try to make all this stuff work. Well, we went back up yesterday, and this time he brought a table and a chair. It was smart this time because he knew what we were going to do, and so he could put his computer there. And Bob made it work. And you made it work, buddy. You're the one that made it work.
Well, I thank you very much. It was very gratifying to finally hear the station on the headset and flip the switch on the transmitter. I do have to give a great deal of credit to Andy.
Oh, Andy!
We thank
you know what? I thanked Andy the first day and said, you know, here's a guy that, you know, his guys couldn't climb because he had gotten injured. And so Andy comes up in a Prius, where we're off in four-wheel drive. We're off in four-wheel drive coming up there and bouncing around. And what comes screaming around the corner is a gray Prius, a silver Prius. And there hops out Andy with his Nike shoes on going, all right. Puts on the climbing harness and just goes right up the tower. And I'm looking at him. He says, don't tell my wife. And of course, he was kidding about that.
But, well, that's funny.
You know, and so I've got his computer. I said, we need your computer. And he's there hanging upside down doing things going, oh, There's one in the back seat of my car. So we went back because we had apples and we needed a Mac of all stupid things. You know, you a think PC, they would come in both. Anyway, yeah, big shout out. But you, Bob, we got to take a break here. But no, buddy, you. Everything that happened mechanically here, good or bad, mainly good, I can lay at your footsteps.
Yeah, but he fixed the bad.
Fixed the bad.
Oh, yeah.
If there was something that didn't work, he fixed it.
He always
and he found
it
a workaround.
He found a workaround.
And I'm going, why is this? I thought, he goes, well, because I connected this to this, and then I brought in this. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this little, it looked like a little gray box, and it's, he says, don't touch it. Oh, okay.
Okay,
and
we're going to miss that.
I haven't touched it in 8 years.
That's we're going to miss that. Because
that's magic. Hey, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You can get everything done there that you could possibly want when it comes to jewelry. And guess what, guys? Valentine's Day.
And girls.
Valentine's Day. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
No pressure
all at right. all there.
Brenda and Bob Valange here with us. When we come back from this break, more good
stuff.
Yeah,
because we want to get into Brenda, too.
Yeah,
because
all right.
I have a question to ask Brenda. Anyway, 42 degrees, 8:33 in the morning here on the 8th of February.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 and 96.5 here on 837. Carla Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. It's currently 42 degrees on the 8th, and we're so happy to have you back with us. We are with Bob and Brenda Belongi, and some happiness and some sadness at the same time because they're leaving, and it's almost like, I know we'll see them, but it's like, you know, kind of when a family members move away. It's not too long of a drive, but they're not right there, and you used to seeing them all the time. So they'll be like, well, wait a minute, where's Bob? Wait a minute, where's Bob?
And we have a lot of people that are upset with us for moving.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay, so Bob Belongi, as we've said, is, and, you know, he's not gone yet. Because today, as soon as after the show's over, I don't know what we have going. Maybe we'll go to breakfast, all of us. We haven't done that. You're gone. Okay.
I'm going to try something on the FM.
Yeah, we need to go to work, and that's what happens. We're going to go to work and talk, you know, about some of the things because we need to work on the deviation. We need to work on this, you know, some different sound type things.
Has nothing to do with our behavior.
No, nothing at all.
All the technical.
All right, now it's okay. Brenda's time.
I get to live with that sense of humor. Yeah. It's awesome.
But you know what? You two are so perfect.
Yeah.
For each other. I mean, and you sit there and you listen to you two talking, and then I watch them, they're nuzzling each other, and I'm like, oh, that is so cute.
Two peas in a pod, right there.
We do have our moments, however, like any couple does.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't want to have a moment with you, Brenda. You know, I don't want to have a moment with Linda either. So Bob and I come in every so often, we look at each other and go, are you still alive, Bob? Are you still alive, Carl?
It's not true. Okay, let's get on the nice side.
Who is Brenda Belongi?
Humboldt County beach penguin by birth, and I hate Redding heat. So moving to a coastal environment is good with me, and it was Bob's idea, but I was all over it. I said, are you sure you want to live where you get mold in your bathroom readily? And can you live with that? And he says, sure. Of course, that's in the days before forced air or heating with that. You know, you don't have so much trouble with that anymore. But when I grew up, we had a central gas heater in the middle of the house, you know, so the far corners of the house got moldy. But I didn't like science until I was a freshman in high school, and I had a teacher that made all the difference in the world.
Wow, your mentor.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't call him a mentor so much as a switch flipper.
Wow.
You know, it opened my eyes as to what science was really like. Before that, I wasn't impressed. So before I was done with my freshman year in high school, I knew that whatever I did professionally, because that was just an assumption in our family, you go to college, you get a job, that I would be in the science world. So I took every science class in high school that I could get by with.
Which was unusual back then, right?
For girls to do
for
that.
Girls.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're pushing girls into it, and girls are embracing it.
There was no STEM or any of that.
Yeah, right. There was no STEM or that.
I didn't take the electronics class, and I didn't take the medical biology. I really wasn't interested in medical biology. But I loved biology, like microbiology. Oh, that's good stuff. Those little things you can't see, you know, got to get a microscope out to see them. Love that. Growing cultures. Ooh, what is that fuzzy looking thing on the petri dish, you know?
Oh, you can
now
find that.
Find it in our
you can
bread
find
box.
It. Yeah, you, but, well, yeah. Say you can find it in my refrigerator.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so,
you can't.
So I went.
Just kidding.
I took an interest in aviation, and I don't really know why, but I discovered I didn't want to fly the plane. I just wanted to go for the ride. So I really liked earth sciences, and so tried to put the two together, and flying is weather, and weather is flying. So I said, oh, I'll go off and be a weather forecaster for a living. Oh, my God. I had no idea what I was in for, but made it work. And I've been very blessed to have a career in a job that suits my brain.
So U.S. Forest
Service,
match. How many years were you employed with
little,
the U.S.?
A little over 18, almost 18 and
okay,
a half.
So
but you were someplace else before
that. Oh, yeah,
that.
I started out with the National Weather Service, between my junior and senior years in college, really, when you get down to it. I had summer internships and then right after I graduated, and they picked me up full-time. So I right out of the chute.
But you don't, when you were working, it's not like you were behind the computer all the time. You
oh, yeah.
You taught You're somebody's mentor.
Oh, well,
you're
I
somebody's
suppose.
Flip switcher.
I suppose.
Not suppose, because I was at your retirement. Okay? And
the retirement party, yeah.
Your retirement party, which, by the way, was really good, I think, because I don't remember it. I don't remember much of it.
Party!
I walked in and said, can I have a bar patron?
Yes, is that what you were saying?
I was going to say, well, you have an open bar. It's, you know, it's not my fault.
I have a good scotch.
Uber.
Really good
but
scotch.
But what I was really impressed about was everybody. Now, you get, you know, some platitudes, but no, everybody that worked with you, for you, or that you worked for, came up and said what a fantastic one employee, but friend, a mentor and boss and coworker that you are. I mean, it was such a pleasure to hear that. And I'm gonna choke you up again, aren't I? I'm choking you up again right now because it was something.
That's a good body of work,
yeah.
There, Brenda.
I mean, this was so sincere from people from
feelings.
All over.
Yeah,
a guy says she puts me back online when I have a tendency to wander off. Oh no, she pulls me back in and shows me which way to go.
Herding cats. Oh my God.
No. Anyway, but you know, so when if you can leave a job and retire and do it the way you want, which is what you did.
That's right.
You did it the way you wanted. But to have all of these people show up, and then to have your Coast Guard friends, auxiliary friends, do all the cooking.
And the party.
And even though we all had soot on ourselves for that one time.
It was great.
But it was absolute, and it cost the people coming here absolutely nothing. Great food, open bar, desserts, all of this, and all the nice things that were said. Brenda Belongi, you know, there's probably been tough times in your career.
Oh,
oh my gosh, the way it finished.
I felt like sort of like a sports figure. Go out at the top of your game because then nobody can say bad things about you in a way. But I definitely left at a peak.
That's great.
That's true. And there were challenges, absolutely, because early in my career, I was often the first female professional on staff. There were other females in the office, but they were the clerical and the this or that. But I was the first.
So you were in the boys' club.
I was in the first woman in the boys' club.
Whoa!
And I was also the youngest. And so I'm new. I'm female. I'm stepping into this world. And today, I remember one station I was at. They had the drawer full of Playgirl and Playboy magazines.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Look, don't tell me where they are. I don't want to know." They moved them, and I said, "Don't tell me where they are, because I don't want to know." Because I knew these things would go on, you know.
Right.
And they never treated me poorly, but they were always kind of like pussyfoot around me. And I just blindly went through everything. I even had one of the electronics technicians, who I did not work for, he didn't sign my performance evaluation, ask me what I was doing in the office, because I was taking up space for some man to have a job to provide for his family. Today, I'd have him hung by the nards.
Right. Right.
And I thought it was fun. All I did was crack up. I laughed, and that was just so totally not the reaction I think he expected. And I said, "Well, get used to it, dude, because I'm here to stay. You know, you're nobody."
Okay. We got to take, okay. Yeah. You've got a quick comment.
When we come back, I would like Brenda to describe succinctly what she did, because the job she had was incredible, and only 25 people, like in the country, do this.
And I'm glad you said that, because I heard the firefighters come in. That was the last thing. It was not just the people that worked with you, for you, mm-hmm. or that you worked for, but it was the firefighters coming in that showed up at your party to talk about the things that you had done to save lives and all these other things. So
highly specialized work.
So we'll take a quick break.
And don't forget your question. You have a question.
I have a question. Don't worry, we'll get into that after you do that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, veteran owned, gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Give them a call, make your appointment, and just have the best haircut experience of your life at the Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Don't miss the 70th annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo today at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. This annual expo is sponsored by Crook Logging, NorCal Kenworth, Tri-Counties Bank, Mountain F Enterprises, and Wind River Resort and Casino, and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, Historic displays, log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, demonstrations, and the strongest logger competition. We're investing in our future one youth at a time, teaching our children about the responsible forest management and the practices of a successful industry. And it's all free to the public. The 2019 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson today is sponsored in part by Steve Wills Trucking and Logging, Jefferson Resources, U.S. Bank, W.M. Beatty & Associates, and Wheel Abrader Shasta Energy.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. That is our program at 8:50 in the morning here. We're with Brenda and Bob Belongi on their farewell tour.
This is like the Bob Seger farewell, the Elton John farewell tour. This Bad Bob, Belongi. Of course, has worked with us since the very beginning. He's still here just putting the final touches on our new FM station. But then we also have Brenda, and we love Brenda because she's such been a part of our team too. Brenda, you do something that is so unique. There's only like 25 of you in the whole,
in the whole country, yeah.
What is that?
And what's the specializing factor that
right.
you do?
So my specialty retired from fire weather, which is how weather affects wildland fire operations, forest fire operations. And so I started that very early in my career. HR told me I had 36 years, 9 months and 4 days, and 34 of that was in fire. So I enjoyed learning, I had to learn a lot about fire behavior and the science, that science, so it was more science, and then how weather applies to that. And then, essentially the job was to forecast weather situations for the decision makers at a lot of different levels within the wildland fire community, everything from the firefighter on the ground to director, agency directorship. And they're all making different sorts of decisions, but weather is such a critical element of what the fire is going to do. The other two elements are topography and the fuels themselves. And weather is the two-year-old of the group because it's always changing.
Well, and this is where our firefighters came to your retirement party to say thank you, that you'd saved lives and how
it's a team effort.
It's a team effort, but they relied on
someone
you
has to call
and
it.
You taught people. Here's the other thing is, you taught
I did a lot
them,
of teaching.
You taught them how to be checking on things.
Yeah, and help them understand weather and the role it plays in fire behavior, because all the decisions are made on fire behavior, from safety to tactics to strategy to everything. So an integral part of it, for sure. And I had a blast. I had so much fun. And I even earlier in my career, I used to go out to the fire camp and be an on-site meteorologist for that particular incident.
That must have been wonderful.
It was so much fun. Camping, getting paid, you know. I really miss the. I will miss the mission, and you know about that,
yeah.
Colonel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's you know, that part's fun, and working with some just absolutely incredibly dedicated people. You never get rich in the business because you're working for the government. For instance, you do it because you have a passion for it. It gets in your blood.
And so the passion now, you're taking what you've done. It's in your blood, and Bob, you know. So and you've had Boomer Tech. You guys, now you're retired, you've bought a house in Coos Bay, you've transferred Coast Guard Auxiliary, so you'll be doing work with the Coast Guard Auxiliary there, want to get involved with theater. Have you felt any change yet? For those people who have like been heavy, heavy, heavy on the work scene and then all of a sudden.
So one thing I didn't realize is how much I thought about work when I wasn't at work. And then when I didn't have I retired from being a supervisor. When I didn't have that responsibility, all of a sudden it was like,
wow.
Just stuff just evaporated, and it's like, awesome.
Well, we
I have my brain back.
We have our bucket list of places we want to see, and none of them are in particularly exotic locales, but like the Inside Passage to Alaska.
Right. Mm. Canadian Gulf Islands, Puget Sound.
Beautiful.
And I'm
taking your own boat.
Yes, absolutely. And maybe even going on somebody else's occasionally. I have an interest in translating my teaching skills and knowledge of meteorology into the recreational marine world. I've looked for books and things like that, and most of them are like, weather is very important to boating as well, just as it is to aviation or fire or a lot of things, and safety, and the recreational boating world is starving for good information. There's just so much people don't know.
Well, I didn't know that. I think that's very exciting.
So it's a new challenge.
Yes.
Even on Shasta Lake, as we experienced a few years ago, and people on Whiskeytown Lake learned some years ago, if the weather turns in a hurry and you're out there on the water, you had best be aware of what's going on and how to deal with it, because we saw Shasta Lake go from as smooth as this table to a washing machine in the space of 20 minutes.
You know, and the and how many times...
How to prepare for
you
that.
You know, okay, I promised you I'd ask this question, because you've been waiting for 10 years for me to be able to ask this question when you no longer worked for the government agency.
I no longer represent...
And I didn't even get a chance to ask you two about Slaughter Island or whatever it's called.
Slaughterhouse
Island and the things you've seen out there but here it is.
You name it, we saw it.
I bet. Here it is. In your 34 years of being in the weather service, studying this high level, looking at all the different things, all the effects weather has, what effect does chemtrails have on fires?
Unknown, because that presumes that chemtrails have any effect on fires. So I don't think anybody studied that, right? What bothers me about the news that goes out about chemtrails is that it is rather presumptive that they actually exist. And the thing about it is atmospheric physics, there's good explanations for so-called chemtrails.
And these phenomena.
These phenomena in solidly studied, documented, understood atmospheric physics.
Scientific
and,
method.
Anyone who knows me as a scientist knows that I hate bad science. And I've even taught bad science, but I fixed it. You know, I learned the right science, so then I correct myself.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm not an advocate of pseudoscience or science that's implied or whatever. And one of the things that is advocated about chemtrails is that, you know, there's all this aluminum, right? Well, aluminum is the third most common element on the planet. It's in your backyard. It's everywhere. It's just, you know, not in a high enough concentration for them to come mine it out of your backyard, but it's everywhere. So, and then scientific method is very, very important. So if you're testing and doing this and that, you better have pretty ironclad techniques in how you're measuring things and you know, studying them. The other thing is that I hate verbal bullies. And when you're talking to somebody about something, and, you know, it's a free country. You can believe what you want, and I'm totally okay with that. But when you verbally bully somebody and don't listen to their point of view, that annoys me. About any subject, actually. It doesn't matter.
Well,
but particularly
bullies,
science.
Bullies are bullies.
Right.
Yeah, right. I don't care what it is.
So,
okay.
You know, bad science is bad science, no matter what form or topic it takes. And I'm not an advocate of bad science.
So you got a chance there, because I've always wanted to ask you on the air. Hey, Bob.
And she wasn't really allowed to say
right.
much
right.
because of her...
scientific
and not
opinion.
Because she had to sign some stupid agreements, because government employees are not allowed
the
to
way
talk
it
about
was.
These
things.
Okay, you know, Bad Bob, you and I, because we're married to very strong women, don't always get this opportunity for the last words. So, here's, you know what, let's close it out. We've got like 2 minutes. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us, you know, it's been 10 years.
Sum it up.
Yeah, sum it up.
Before you start that, I am going to butt in. Bob has electrons and nanites in his blood. He can no sooner leave this industry or whatever than anything. So I have a feeling that we'll be seeing some kind of radio or something.
We are changing course, but we're certainly not leaving the sea.
Well, maybe you'll decide to do Boomer Tech
well,
and send
maybe
it to
we
us.
Can, and, or maybe we can have, you know what, we've already talked about him doing, because we love your commercials, doing that kind
yeah,
of stuff for
and,
us.
Yeah, and maybe you'll
and
decide to
And we keep the Bob
do
voice still here in town.
Boomer Tech on the road and send it
okay,
to us.
Okay, so now you've got 30 seconds to sum it up.
It has been an honor and a pleasure to see this place go from a room with a V8 engine sitting in the middle of it and random wires and a collection of secondhand stuff to the very modern, state-of-the-art broadcasting facility that we are now sitting in. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be part of that and to watch you grow into hosts and community figures and leaders and become a voice of a community in a time when the corporate nonsense seems to want to steamroll anything local.
Well, can we take that and snippet that?
We are. And guess what?
We want to
and
have
guess
that.
What I'm going to do? In Bob's honor.